Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello. How you doing today,
yes,
sir?
I'm doing fine.
Great. My name is Anthony with Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County. Would you have a few minutes to help us out?
I can try.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes.
Generally, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track or on the wrong track?
I have no answer to that. I'm not sure.
Now, what is the most important issue facing Hector County?
I'd say influx of population. Influx of population.
Population, okay. So we're talking about diversifying economic base, attracting jobs to the oil-related industry?
No, I see it as too many people here that aren't.
Okay,
there's too many people here that aren't accounted for census-wise.
Okay, I see. Like immigration.
I believe some of it's immigration. They're here, but they're not accounted for.
I see. Now, how would you rate the economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
About the same.
About the same. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Very concerned? Somewhat? Not too concerned? Not all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Now, let me read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each one in Hector County, okay? The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music. Is that excellent, good, fair, or poor in Hector County? Good.
It's good.
Public transportation.
That's good.
Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
Good.
Effective leadership from elected officials.
Fair.
What about offering job opportunities in your field?
They're good.
They're good, okay. What about natural beauty and physical setting?
Have you ever been to Hector County?
No, I never been there, to be honest with you.
We're in the freaking desert, dude.
Oh, really? So that'd be boring. Would that be correct?
We only get like 13 inches a year of rain.
Wow. It's gotta be hot. And
it's hot and dry.
That's hot, huh?
Hot and dry.
Hot and dry. Wow.
It was 97 today.
Wow. That was a lot. It's been raining over here where I am. I'm in California. Now, what about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Good.
What about quality of public schools?
Fair. fair. It's getting better, though.
It's getting better.
Yeah.
What about public safety and low crime?
I'd say fair.
What about availability of quality health care?
Good.
What about being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Poor.
What about availability of affordable housing?
Poor.
What about welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Good.
The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Excellent.
All right. Now please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people: racial and ethnic minorities. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, seeing how I'm a white American, I'm a minority here.
Oh, okay. Would you say that Hector County is an excellent place to live, good place, fair, or poor?
It's good.
It's fair?
Good.
Good, okay. What about people living below the poverty line?
Probably fair.
What about retirees?
Good.
What about people like you?
Fair.
Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market.
If you want to be a teacher, it's excellent. You go to school here for free.
Oh, okay. But do you think that Hector County is a place to live, excellent, good, fair, or poor, for recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Good.
What about
immigrants? Depends on what
I'm sorry?
It depends on what your major is.
Okay, I see. What about immigrants from other countries?
Good.
What about families with children?
We have a Filipino club here.
Wow, okay. So you have a lot of Filipinos, huh?
We've got everything.
Oh, okay. What about families with children? Do you think Hector County is a good place to live? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
That's good.
What about entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Good.
What about young single people?
It's good.
How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'd say fair.
Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
About the same.
Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs, from which many communities' benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat, not too familiar, not at all familiar.
Somewhat familiar.
How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not all confident.
Somewhat competent.
Community development somewhat generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Edgewood County. Very familiar,
good.
Somewhat. Not too familiar.
Somewhat.
How confident are you in the vision plans and leadership for community development in Edgewood County? Very confident.
Somewhat.
Okay. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Edgewood County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not all likely?
Not very likely.
Not very likely. Okay, not too likely. Finally, just the last question is about you and your household, okay? What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Associate's degree.
Associate's degree. And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 and over?
50 to 64.
Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
Awesome, that's great. Now, which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
Other.
Other? Okay.
European American.
Okay, so okay, we can say white Anglo. Okay. Now, is anyone household?
That's not fair. I'm Danish. I'm French. Italian. But I'm considered white Anglo. Why am I not European American?
Oh, okay. Let me put this down. Just 1 second. Okay. And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No.
Is your annual income below 25 to 39,000, 40,000 to 74,999, or above 75,000?
40,000 to 70 whatever thousand.
74, okay. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time.
Full-time, awesome. Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself?
Male.
Great. Now, do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you very much, sir. We are complete with this survey. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you very much.